Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Believe you can do 1 minute stretch and change your tight hips? Whether you sit for prolonged periods at a desk, or drive for long distances in a car, or binge watch movies during the weekend, this 1 minute stretch routine will produce good results. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Taken from the popular pigeon stretch, it builds lower body flexibility. This is how you do it. Sit in a chair with your back straight and your feet hip-width apart on the floor. Bring one ankle and place on the opposite knee. Take a deep breath and stretch your arms overhead. Then slowly push your hips against the back of the chair and fold your upper body forward and over the bent leg. Hold for a count of five, then slowly come back to the starting position. Do the same movement with the other leg. Repeat for five repetitions for each leg. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday. May 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson and District Attorney Dan Dow clashed during budget discussion. Vegetation fire near Golden Hill and Ardmore Roads. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. County staff presented the recommended budget for fiscal year 2026 to 2027 in Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. This agenda item was only to introduce the budget. A hearing for the budget has been scheduled to start Monday, June 8th in the Board of Supervisors chambers at 9 a.m. The hearing can go through June 10th. The board will adopt its budget in the June 16th meeting. The upcoming fiscal year budget proposes spending about $1.01 billion. During the comment period, District Attorney Dan Dow requested additional funds for the DA's office for five positions.
At a step one cost, these positions total $857,839, which is less than 0.1% of this county's budget. Government code and court precedent are clear that underfunding that materially impairs the district attorney's mandated duties crosses a constitutional line. And I'm not making a threat, but I'm merely pointing out a legal reality, and I'm stating it for the record here today. The district attorney hereby places the county executive office and the Board of Supervisors on formal notice that a budget failing to fund these requests crosses a legitimate fiscal decision into an action that unlawfully impairs the public prosecutor's constitutionally and statutorily mandated duties.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson had this to say in response.
Dan, that's an impressive display of posturing, and you're going to have your chance to make your case when we get to budget hearings in June. But I have to ask, with your formal notice to the Board of Supervisors, are you threatening to sue the county if you don't get your way?
Mr. Supervisor, you heard my comments. It's not a threat. It's a legal reality.
Then why are you putting us on formal notice?
Prior to this discussion, county staff said they've been in talks with the DA's office on if they can fund these positions. The discussion will return in June's budget hearing. Cal Fire responds to vegetation fire near Golden Hill Road. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire yesterday evening at about 5:40 p.m. near Paso Robles. The fire was located near the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Ardmore Road, estimated to be about 3 to 5 acres when units arrived. The forward progress of the fire was stopped at about 12 acres near 6:17 p.m. Crews remained on the scene to mop up the blaze. Paso Robles Public Works announced there will be a full road closure of Meadowlark Road from Airport Road to Hanson. The closure will be in effect May 26th through September 1st. A detour will be provided on Airport to Sherwood to Linnae Roads. The California Mid-State Fair has shared the results of the 2026 Home Brewing Competition. Each year ahead of the fair, the competition brings together entries from San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, with beers and ciders offering a range of flavors. Entries are evaluated blind by a panel of judges, and each beer is scored on appearance, aromatics, taste, and mouthfeel. Best of show went to Connor Medeiros of Creston with their experimental Beer Imperial Pastry Stout. Reserve Best of Show went to Nate Alexander of Paso Robles with their Sazek Premium Pale Lager. The California Mid-State Fair thanks all of its sponsors, judges, and stewards who helped organize the event. Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The commemoration in Paso Robles will be held at the District Cemetery. Atascadero celebration will be at the Faces of Freedom Memorial. And Templeton's will be at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. Each celebration will start with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by words from their guest speakers. The events are all expected to conclude after about an hour. Atascadero's commemoration will feature a barbecue by the Kiwanis, and a barbecue benefit fundraiser will follow in Templeton. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Padres 4-0, the Athletics over the Angels 6-5, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 6-3, the Blue Jays over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Angels will face the Athletics, and the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, a class action lawsuit has been filed against Disney over Disneyland's use of facial recognition technology at park entrances. The suit alleges that the company does not adequately disclose its use of the technology and is not transparent about how the collected data will be used. The suit is seeking at least $5 million. Disney's website says that using the technology is optional and is to help with reentry and prevent fraud. The identity of two teens who shot up a San Diego mosque on Monday have been released, along with parts of their manifesto. 17-year-old Kane Clark and 18-year-old Caleb Vasquez stormed the Islamic Center on Monday before being driven outside by a security guard. They exchanged fire, and the guard, Amin Abdullah, was killed alongside two other men. The 74-page manifesto refers to themselves as the Sons of Tarrant, named after shooter Brandon Tarrant. The writings cite hateful rhetoric towards Jewish people, Muslims, Islam, the LGBTQ+ community, black people, women, and the political left and right. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. China isn't saying how many more U.S. soybeans it will buy beyond last year's commitments. President Donald Trump, while on Air Force One, talked about new Chinese purchases of U.S. soybeans.
Farmers are going to be very happy. They're going to be buying billions of dollars of soybeans. Yeah.
Following the U.S.-China summit held over the weekend, the White House says China has agreed to significantly expand its purchases of American farm goods, committing to buy at least $17 billion a year in U.S. agricultural products on top of its existing soybean obligations. In addition, the agreement outlines several steps to reopen and expand market access for U.S. protein sectors. China has restored access for American beef by renewing more than 400 facility listings and adding new ones, and it has pledged to work with U.S. regulators to lift remaining suspensions. Beijing has also resumed poultry imports from states that USDA has certified as free of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The new purchase targets are more modest than the ambitions of the 2021 Phase 1 deal, which called for up to $40 billion a year in U.S. ag sales, a level China never reached. Still, China did buy $38 billion in U.S. farm goods in 2022, including more than $20 billion outside of soybeans. The White House also says China will address U.S. concerns about rare earth mineral supply chains, including restrictions on equipment and technology used in mining and processing.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Fortunes went from bad to worse this year for California cherry growers. An early heat wave impacted fruit set in many orchards. Then rainstorms in April and May battered the crop. It was like getting knocked down and then getting kicked, said Bill Stokes, who grows cherries in San Joaquin County. Growers in the county, which leads California in cherry production, lost 63% of their crop and suffered financial losses of $174 million, according to the county's request for a disaster declaration, which would make growers eligible for low-interest federal loans and other assistance. California's other cherry-growing regions were also affected. Tony Guerrero, grower relations and farm manager at Lodi-based Packer M&R Co., which sources cherries from across California, said this year's crop was the worst he had seen in 3 decades working with cherries in the state. "It's pretty devastating," Guerrero said. "There was just nowhere that was unscathed." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-70s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Low 70s on Tuesday and Wednesday. 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks lost ground at the open. NVIDIA's recent earnings revealed dramatic demand for its artificial intelligence chips. It reported record sales and income. Shares are up 0.5%. Walmart shares down 4%, though earnings matched forecasts. Walmart says higher costs cut into its profit. Its forecast for the year is cautious. It says more consumers are looking to save, so it will be extending price rollbacks. Deere & Company reported a better-than-expected quarter. The stock is down 4%. Its construction equipment business is growing, but that's offsetting weakness in its agriculture unit. And Stellantis, parent company of Jeep and Dodge, is planning 60 new car models in the next 4 years, but the stock is lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year.
Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775. You can text 238-KPRL as we're set and ready to go for your Freedom of Speech.
Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Karen and Eric's going to come in. They're going to have some fun together. They'll be talking about the local elections and probably some state issues as well. And then they'll be conducting their now fun and famous Vote 'em Off the Island. All right, so have some fun with that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice. And let's see here on the text. Got quite a few in here. Let's see here. This has to do with the Dan Dow and Brucey. I wouldn't call it a confrontation, but the D'Antona, who said that he would not be able to get along with the DA's office. That's what, let's see here. He did not see himself having any relationship with the San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office. That's Jim D'Antona, who is the clone of Brucey, and he is running to replace the retired snake. So that's D'Antona's quote. That's nice to have a candidate like that, isn't it, who may be serving. He also, according to this, he doesn't get along with Sheriff Parkinson either. This guy is a train wreck for law enforcement. He's a train wreck for the community. Voters should be required to take a cognitive test. Well, I think we had something similar to that years ago, and that ain't happening, although it's a good thought. Although, here's something else. And I guess this is self-serving or selfish, but with the bond measure coming or potentially coming up here in Paso Robles, now this is property owners, right? You get to vote whether you want to tax yourself. And also people who don't own property get to vote whether they can tax the property owners, which is brilliant. Think about that. Now, since I live in Monterey County, obviously I can't vote in this. If there is a bond for the school district. However, I do own property, the building here at KPRL in Paso Robles. So I have absolutely no say whether I get taxed or not. Now, this has come up before with people calling in that own several properties. Now, I realize that that would be probably a definite no-go is, okay, if you own five houses, you'd be able to vote for, that many times. Probably not. But we had a similar issue with the, you know, if you remember with the water, based on acreage, they would get X amount of votes and so forth. But should at least somebody be able to have at least one vote on whether people can tax them? I would think so. I would think so. All right, more on the text. Let's see here. In California, no special license is required to drive an RV motorhome unless it's over 40 foot long. If it's over 40 foot long but under 45 long, a non-commercial Class B license would be required. If you are towing a trailer behind it over 10,000 whatever, a non-commercial Class A is required. For fifth-wheel trailers over 15,000, and pull trailers over 10,000, a non-commercial class is required. I wonder how many, how diligent the CHP is in that. I guess unless you are going over the speed limit or something like that. I don't know what the law says regarding that. Let's see here. Also, some RVs required a Class A or B due to size, weight, and air brakes, according to this. Another one on the text, we could have beat Bruce Gibson last time if the two opposing candidates weren't such idiots. Well, I would say that could be an argument, but what about the people in the Republican Party who decided to not vote at all in the Atascadero district? What about them? There were quite a few of them who did not vote at all. So you can blame the candidates. However, you might want to look elsewhere because, as we know, Republicans tend to do it to themselves by not showing up and sitting on their hands and crying. And that could happen in the governor's race as well, particularly for, well, the primary coming up. You know, for the Republicans, are they going to split it up or make it close? Or no, if Hilton were to win, do the people that voted for Bianco, are they going to start crying and not vote in November? That remains to, well, we won't know until then. All right, let's see here. Again, I told you folks about the California, you might want to check on your insurance because, again, this is pretty important. For those California homeowners in fire-prone areas will be slugged with an average insurance premium hike of 30% in October. So if you're part of the FAIR plan in the state insurance program, you perhaps might want to find out what could be coming. Maybe it doesn't affect you, but be aware of it. Be aware of it. All right, so I'm going to go back to Brucey wanting to grandstand as usual when District Attorney Dan Dow got up and said, look, this is not a threat. Then again, Bruce had to, well, is this a threat? No, he already told you it's not a threat. You love the microphone, don't you, Bruce? So this is law enforcement, which is the responsibility, as Mr. Dow pointed out, to the Board of Supervisors, which it's nice that he did it, but he shouldn't have to. But in the climate that we're in, understand why the district attorney had to do this. Let me just point out something here. Now, Chris mentioned, and this supervisors has to do the $1.1 billion budget. Chris, was that it?
$1.01 billion.
Okay, $1.01 billion budget here in the county. Social services in San Luis Obispo County, which includes several things, including the homeless situation here, accounts for roughly 25 to 30% of our total operating budget. Social services typically represent the second largest function share of the county's funding, closely trailing public protection, such as the sheriff's office, which would be also in the DA's office, which consumes a decent percentage of the county's general fund, too. Now, it's sometimes difficult to pinpoint an exact percentage, but there's a lot of money going to people who cause problems here in this county, and the DA's office is looking for additional money to help combat this. They're not asking for a lot of money. Besides, this is enforcement and protection for people. Not all this money on social services for people who, as I always say, in many cases, self-inflict. So you might want to contact your Board of Supervisors and, you know, whatever your thoughts are, pass it along. This at some point has got to stop. All right, let's see here. Also, some things. Oh, now that just popped into my mind. Tomorrow we'll be closing the office at 2. Long weekend and so forth for Memorial Day, so keep that in mind. And I believe Darsha is going solo tomorrow afternoon. And also on Monday, we will not have the morning exchange. I have some specials lined up, obviously pertaining to Memorial Day, some great speeches, and also some history on Memorial Day to remind us of this extremely important day. So I hope you get a chance to enjoy that. 238-5775, 238-KPRL on your dial. It's just easy as heck to call in. And somebody asked me to play the Kennedy clip again. I'll hold off on that until later. I usually don't play things back in the same day. So, but they, you know, the gist of it is California spending money on a lot of things, including exorcism. Well, they're getting the federal money, rather, in the form of the Medicare that's passed along to the states, and that's what they're doing, and other things as well. Probably not a surprise to many people. Although, the one that he pointed out about gyms, I think that that's pretty universal around states, because I think it's called, if I'm not mistaken, what's it called? Silver Sneakers, I think it's called. And I know some gyms honor that, because if you contact your insurance company and ask them about the program, again, I think it's called Silver Sneakers, you can get your, at some gyms, your membership paid for. So that's not uncommon. Hi, good morning.
You can get your...
Hi, can you turn down your radio, please? It's not that. And also, somebody pointed this out yesterday, and thanks for doing that. When you call in and you try to be on a speakerphone, that doesn't work well either. It's just not good, just like with the phone. Also, somebody corrected me yesterday from the It wasn't, I said Hobby Lobby, and it was Hobby Headquarters in Atascadero. And then somebody else said, Kevin, you talk about wasting money, government wasting money, but I guess it's okay for you to waste money on something that you hardly used. Well, thank you for sending in that text, but Nitwit, that's my own money. It's not taxpayer money. So I don't know how you compare that when I stomp and complain about the taxpayer money being wasted, or even in some cases just spent, and comparing that to a stupid buy that I made. Maybe that's why you think the way you do, because your brains are kind of backwards a little bit. That's my money. Which, by the way, it wasn't completely wasted. Because when Linda found out about it, she said to me that, well, guess what? You just bought your Father's Day gift and your birthday's gift. Because I bought it around this time of the year. So my birthday's in July, obviously Father's Day. So in the long run, I guess I didn't waste the money. I just didn't get anything for Father's Day or my birthday because I made a stupid purchase several weeks before all of that. So, and it's our money anyway, Nitwit. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. On the insurance, I have farmers for the house and the property, and they just sent me my new renewal thing, and I had no increase in the thing.
Wow, good for you.
No, and it's set up for another year.
Yeah. So when you get those letters. Well, just the envelope, don't you kind of cringe a little bit before you open it?
Yeah. And it was an oversized envelope, too, you know. So I opened it up, and I started reading, and then I got to the bottom, and it said zero, you know, whatever it was, zero increase.
Dear,
so that was a
lot of, when they start out, dear valued customer, and you go, uh-oh. Here it comes.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty complex, actually. It had a lot of stuff on it. But I got to the bottom, and it said zero increase, so I thought that was good.
You know, I know it's probably mandated by laws, but between the insurance companies and your, if you're involved with, I don't know, Schwab or someone like that, the amount of mail they send out that, are at least for me, there's a lot of waste.
Yeah, I don't have too much of that.
I look at some of this stuff and go, why? Well, I know, again, they're mandated by law.
Who do you for an insurance?
Huh?
Well,
You're breaking up, sir.
Oh.
So.
Still breaking up?
Yeah, now this sounds like this is over because he was breaking up and just wasn't working. It sometimes when you're on the cell. Doesn't happen with a landline. Not at all. Chris, do you know anybody who still has a landline besides me?
I think my house does, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. I somehow.
Basically a home phone, right?
Yeah, it just,
yes.
It just sits there.
Yeah, it just sits there.
Anybody can use it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just making sure we're on the same page. Yes, I do have a landline at my house.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Last week, our program in the Rotary was Chief Stornetta, and he talked about all the mitigation they've done in Paso Robles to reduce the fire dangers, and as far as he could tell us, that he has mostly, except for one small area of Paso Robles, put it back down to an area where the roads rates will not change.
Yeah, we did the story on that a couple of months ago regarding how the ratings went down. So,
actually, our rating went up in terms of prevention maintenance. Yeah, but
that's what I mean about the numbers there, but. And I don't think that people realize that, you know, what a great job he did for the citizens.
He did. The new fire departments over on the east side and the new communication systems and the waterworks. The only thing we're lacking on is better hydrant coverage for some of the new developments on the east side. And other than that, we're next possible highest rating in terms of prevention. The only spot that remains danger is Vine Street between 1st and 24th because of the worry about the canyons on the west side catching fire and shedding embers over the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, well, that's good to know. And, again, we're fortunate enough that he was able to do that.
Yeah, it's a great job. Great job.
Yeah, it is. Well, can it get any better? You know, I know that you mentioned the Vine Street, but and even for that, how much can they really do?
No, I don't know that they can change that because the theory is that all the canyons on the west side have never burned. East Peachy and all the other canyons are still virgin forest, and if they catch fire, the prevailing thought is the west winds will bring the fire over the top of the hill and shower embers on that district. So, fortunately, some of us, as in myself living in that district, I have USAA insurance, being a veteran, and I suggest those of us who are in that district check with them because they have no issue insuring us.
Okay. All right, well, that's good to know. Thanks, Doc.
Okay.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I'm the fire insurance thing. My homeowner's policy, excuse me, they called and canceled me. So I had to scramble around, and I ended up with that Fair Play, or Fair Plan, the state of California. And it's increased my premium like $2,500 or $3,000 a year.
Well, you heard what I just said. In certain areas, it's going to go up 30% this October.
Yeah, well, boy, it sure went up. It went up here too. I went from having fire insurance for my home and everything, to where I got canceled. So then I had to go with that Fair Plan, and like I say, it raised it like about $2,500 or $3,000 a year for my premium.
So the way the city, because of the city's rating got better, do you know if you can get that changed?
No, I'm out in the country, so I have no chance at all. They just decided because they looked at a map and said, "Oop, he's in the country." Nope, not going to carry it. Cover it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Which side are you on?
I'm out in Hog Canyon.
Okay. All right. Well,
you're kind of in the same boat where you are too.
Yeah, because we're out in Ranchita Canyon.
Right, I know where you are, yeah, right, exactly. So you may get a cancellation also where they won't write it. Just part of the mere fact of where you are.
I wish you hadn't said that, sir.
Excuse me, that's the reality of it.
No,
I don't have any chance of fire here. I've done everything in the world to prevent that, and fire breaks and everything. But they just raised it with that Fair Play or Fair for whatever it is. It's not fair at all. It's just a ripoff by the insurance companies.
Well, I'm sure just like the folks in Ranchita Canyon, that the majority of people in Hog Canyon, but you know, by June 1st or a day or two after that, those properties are going to be pretty well cleaned up.
Yeah, but I'm cleaned up too, but it didn't make any difference to them. That's so good. I don't know.
Yeah, because in some cases, they don't even know where you are.
That's exactly. They're looking at a map. That's all they're doing.
Yep, that's...
How far are you from a fire station?
Well, it depends. Let me see. The one in San Miguel?
I guess that'd be it, wouldn't it?
That would be, I don't know, 10-minute drive?
Yeah, it'd be a ways.
Yeah,
I've got a fire station right there on Highway 46 and Jardine Road.
Right.
And the other day when we had this fire out here, actually the air tankers got here before the fire trucks did. I can see the tanker base standing here at my house.
Yeah. Well.
But that doesn't make any difference. Fair Play.
Yeah, that's just the name. That's all. It doesn't mean it. It makes it sound good.
What I think it is, Kevin, is that the insurance companies are trying to recoup all the losses they had down in the mismanaged fire in L.A.
Well, it's no different than hospitals and insurance and all that's trying to recoup for the people that don't contribute at all.
There you go. Yep. Exactly right.
All right, sir.
In a grand.
Yeah, yeah.
In a grand.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right, we got to go. Thank you very much for your phone call, and got to catch up.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The California Mid-State Fair has shared the results of its 2026 home brewing competition. Entries are evaluated by a panel of judges, and each beer is scored on appearance, aromatics, taste, and mouthfeel. Best of Show went to Connor Medeiros of Creston, and Reserve Best of Show went to Nate Alexander of Paso Robles. Paso Robles Public Works announced the full road closure of Meadowlark Road from Airport Road to Hanson. The closure will be in effect from May 26th through September 1st. A detour will be provided on Airport to Sherwood to Lane Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says he has time if Iran has the right answers to the latest U.S. peace proposal.
Iran's foreign ministry says they are reviewing a new U.S. proposal. This comes as Pakistan's interior minister made a last-minute trip to the Iranian capital of Tehran for talks aimed at moving a possible agreement forward.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Otherwise, President Trump has warned U.S. forces are loaded for new military strikes quickly if he doesn't get the right answers. A new Fox News poll finds half of voters report rising gas prices are a major problem for them. Senior Ditch Day in the shore town of Long Branch, New Jersey, triggered a teen takeover at the Pier Village Boardwalk. Jumping on cars and brawling, 140 police responded, a half dozen arrests. A local says it looked like a bomb went off at the Starbucks. America's listening to Fox News.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Lots of sunshine today. Enjoy it. Highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll dip down to the low 80s on your Friday. Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s, upper 70s for your Memorial Day. Low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and back to upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:55 a.m., 8:06 p.m., we are at 60. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Community calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles, a restaurant in the River Oaks community. Well, this is very timely. This is just a reminder for the weed abatement requirements here from the city of Paso Robles. The inspections started a couple of weeks ago, but these requirements apply to entire properties, including front yards, backyards, areas behind fences and alleys, and that are up on your property line. Proper clearance not only to protect your home, but also reduce the risk of spreading fires to neighborhood properties. Check the Paso Robles fire fire emergency services page. It's very easy to navigate and see what you need to do. And by the way, since we're talking Paso, folks in Templeton and the outer areas and Tascadero do the same thing as well. All right. Oh, I almost thought I was done. 7X Ranch. It's been around for a few years here. It's a 80-acre oak woodland west of Paso Robles dedicated to the education, recreation, camping, and welfare of our local youth. and they have nature trails and horseback riding and horseshoes and just a great opportunity for the youngsters here to help with the local youth. And by the way, volunteer opportunities are available. And also, if you'd like to help out in other ways, such as donating, they would appreciate it. You can just go to 7xranch.org. 7xranch.org. It's that simple. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Okay, today is their last day of the special event with the buyers there to get your jewelry, your art, and lots more. Take your valuables to Bella Jewel. Again, today is the last day. Local celebrities on this day having their big day. We have Emmett Taylor, Delilah Hasty, Walker Clay Menicky, Andrea Simpson, it just says C. Jones, Chris Siegel, Nat Keebler is having a birthday, Calvin Thompson, Andy McDonald, Ron Kasacki, Christina Amaral, Paul and Joy King, Bill and Valerie Schmitz, and let's see here. Oh, Jesse and Sandra Andrade are having an anniversary. My goodness. Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see who we got. Who we got, folks? Well, we lead off today with Henri Rousseau, the artiste. 1844, 1910, Armin Hammer, the industrialist, 1898, 1990. Fats Waller, the blues guy, Ain't Misbehavin', 1904, 1943. Dennis Day, the singer, 1916, 1988. The writer, Harold Robbins, 1916, 1997. Mr. Perry Mason, Raymond Burr, 1917, 1993. Ira Parsegian, College Football Hall of Fame coach for the Irish, 1923-2017. Peggy Cass, Tell the Truth, and she did other things, 1924-1999. Let's see here. I'm looking. Bobby Cox came up with the Yankees as a third baseman, of course, famed for manager. We just lost him, a week or two ago. He was born in 1941. Also born in 41, the Isley brothers, Ronald Isley, I already said 41. I Wanna Be Bobby's Girl, Marcy Blaine, 1944. Richard Hatch, the actor, 1945-2017. Let's see here. From the group Chicago, Bill Champlin, 1947. Leo Sayer, When I Need You, 1948. Al Franken, 1951. Mr. T, 1952, from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Stan Lynch, the drummer, 1955. Nick Cassavetes, 1959. Ken Herbeck, pretty good baseball player, 1960. Let's see. Oh, Dorsey Levins, he was a good running back, played for the Packers and others, 1970. Somebody else on the list here we have Lynn Z from Mindless Self-Indulgence. Bass player, 1976, okay. Ricky Williams, Heisman Trophy winner, 1977. Josh Hamilton, what could have been, 1981. Wes Welker, 1981. And Josh Allen, the quarterback, 1996, passing away. Clint Walker, 2018. Ed Ames, 2023. Howard Morris, it's me, it's Ernest T. He died in 2005. Joe Cobb, the fat kid in Our Gangs, he died in 2002. And I believe that is Vaughn Monroe, band leader, 1973. All right. Going to the top of the list today, I may get a little smacked upside the head for this one, but he was absolutely awesome. He set the NCAA record for career rushing yards while at the University of Texas, San Diego kid, and he was something else. And some numbers may surprise you about Ricky Williams.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire yesterday evening at about 5:30 p.m. in Paso Robles. The fire was located near the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Ardmore Road. The fire was stopped at about 12 acres at 6:17 p.m.
Paso Public Works announced there will be a full road closure of Meadowlark Road from Airport Road to Hanson. The closure will be in effect May 26 through September 1st. A detour will be provided to Airport, Sherwood, and Lanay Roads. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
This may surprise you about Ricky Williams. We know about his college career. But do you realize in his years in the NFL, which were just a little goofy, he rushed for over 10,000 yards. And he also caught over 340 passes. All right, we've got another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.